Hi there. The word for you today is gratitude. It's contagious. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, Paul writes, "In everything give thanks." Author Barbara Johnson was frazzled. She was running late and had to stand while riding the bus to work. Her attitude was going downhill fast when a cheery voice from the front of the bus announced, "Beautiful day, isn't it?" She couldn't see the man, but she listened to his commentary as he described the lovely scenery, the church, the park, a cemetery, a firehouse. His grateful attitude lightened the mood of everybody around him. Then as Johnston got off the bus, she caught a glimpse of the speaker. He was an average-looking man wearing dark glasses and carrying a white stick. "Hello," Paul said, "in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." We don't thank God for trials. We thank Him in our trials. Big difference. Gratitude is like a boomerang. It blesses the recipient and makes a 180-degree turn and comes right back and blesses the person who gives thanks. One Bible teacher puts it this way: whatever crisis there is in your life, before it ever came, God made sure you'd be able to endure it. Others have gone through exactly what you're going through and made it through victoriously. With every temptation, God promised to make, quote, a way of escape so that you might be able to bear it. Trials and escape ways are inseparable. But the devil doesn't want you to know that. So every time you go through a test, he tells you there's no way out. I learned a long time ago that when the devil keeps pressuring me, it's always an indication that a way out is about to be revealed. When we need to do what God says, rejoice. Remember Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you have His joy, it gives you strength for the journey He's laid out for you. Gratitude. Show some of it today.